Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Core & Main Inc., ticker symbol CNM, a key player in the industrial distribution space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to valuation, SWOT, and more. Let's get started. So what's the big picture with Core & Main? This isn't just another industrial stock. It's a company that's carved out a niche in distributing water, wastewater, storm drainage, and fire protection products. They're working with municipalities, contractors, and private companies to keep critical infrastructure running. Based out of St. Louis, Missouri, they've been around since 1874, which tells you they've got history and staying power. With over 5,700 employees and a market cap sitting around $9 billion, they're a significant player in the industrial sector. I'm excited to break down their numbers and see if the fundamentals match the hype. Let's zoom in on who Core & Main really is. They specialize in products and services tied to water and fire protection infrastructure. Think pipes, valves, fittings, and meters. Their customers span municipalities managing public water systems to contractors building new developments. What stands out is their focus on both products and value-added services, like design and project management, which sets them apart in a competitive field. They operate in the industrial distribution industry within the broader industrial sector, and with a beta of about 0.98, their stock moves pretty much in line with the market. No dividend yet, so if you're chasing yield, this might not be your pick. But growth? That's where the story gets interesting. Now, let's talk revenue. How does Core & Main make its money? For fiscal year 2025, they reported net sales of $7.65 billion, a slight uptick from $7.44 billion in 2024. Breaking it down by product segments for 2024, the lion's share comes from pipes, valves, and fittings, bringing in over $5 billion. Storm drainage products added $1.5 billion, meter products clocked in at $692 million, and fire protection products contributed $596 million. It's clear they've got a diversified product mix, but they're heavily reliant on that core pipes and fittings category. Growth has been steady over the years, jumping from $5 billion in 2021 to over $7.6 billion in 2025. That's a solid trajectory, especially in a cyclical industry like industrials. Moving to earnings, Core & Main has some impressive results to unpack. For Q4 2025, they posted earnings per share of 52 cents, beating expectations of 48 cents. Compare that to 33 cents in the same quarter last year. That's a significant jump. For the full year 2025, EPS came in at $2.32 on net income of $441 million, up from 2.44 cents and $411 million in 2024. Operating income also grew to $728 million from $719 million year over year. These numbers show they're not just growing top-line revenue, but also translating it into bottom-line profits. Margins are holding up well, with a gross profit margin of about 26.9% and a net profit margin of 5.8%. I'm liking the consistency here, but let's see if this momentum holds up in the financials. Let's dive into some insights from their latest earnings call for Q4 2025. Management highlighted net sales of $7.65 billion for the full year, driven by strong demand in their core markets. They pointed to disciplined pricing and operational efficiency as key factors boosting profitability. There was also a lot of focus on strategic acquisitions to expand their footprint and market share. Looking ahead, they're optimistic about infrastructure spending trends, especially with public and private investments in water systems. They did note some caution around economic cycles, but overall, the tone was confident. It's clear they're positioning for long-term growth while keeping a tight grip on costs. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. Starting with the balance sheet for 2025, Core & Main has total assets of $6.9 billion, up from $5.87 billion in 2024. Cash on hand is a healthy $220 million, a big jump from just $8 million last year, which gives them some liquidity to play with. Total liabilities stand at $4.1 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of about 1.22, manageable, but something to watch if interest rates climb. current ratio is strong at 2.63, meaning they can cover short-term obligations easily. On the cash flow side, operating cash flow for 2025 was $650 million, with free cash flow at $604 million. That's a solid conversion rate, showing they're generating real cash to reinvest or pay down debt. Return on equity sits at 23.2%, which is pretty attractive for an industrial company. Overall, the financial health looks robust, though I'd keep an eye on that debt load in a tougher economic environment. Now, let's talk valuation. At a current price of around $47.75, Core & Main has a trailing PE ratio of 20.77, which isn't cheap, but aligns decently with the industrial distribution industry average of about 37.7. Their price-to-sales ratio is 1.18, suggesting the market isn't overpaying for revenue growth. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2026, analysts peg it around 25.27 at the high end of the price range, dropping to 19.97 at the lower end. Enterprise value is $11.27 billion, factoring in debt, which gives a fuller picture of their market worth. Compared to peers in the industrial sector, they're not screamingly undervalued, but they're not in bubble territory either. Growth expectations seem priced in, so any slip-up could hit the stock hard. Let's break down Core & Main through a SWOT analysis to see the full picture. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is a standout. $7.65 billion in sales and consistent profit growth show they've got a solid foundation. Their niche in water and fire protection infrastructure is a growing space, especially with aging systems needing upgrades across the U.S. They've also got a strong distribution network and value-added services that give them an edge over competitors. On the weaknesses side, their heavy reliance on pipes and fittings for revenue, over 65% of sales, means any disruption in that segment could sting. Debt levels, while manageable, are still significant at over $4 billion in liabilities, which could be a burden if cash flows tighten. For opportunities, infrastructure spending is a massive tailwind. Government initiatives and private investments in water systems could drive demand for years. Strategic acquisitions, as management mentioned, could also expand their reach and diversify revenue streams. Threats include economic cycles. Construction and infrastructure projects slow down in recessions, and Core & Main isn't immune. Rising interest rates could make their debt more expensive, and competition in industrial distribution is fierce. They'll need to keep innovating to stay ahead. Overall, the positives seem to outweigh the risks, but it's not a slam dunk. Looking at recent performance, Core & Main stock price is hovering around $47.75. Over the past week, it's down 1.98%, and over the last month, it's dipped 0.83%. But zoom out to 3 months, and you've got a 27.32% gain, which is impressive. Over the past year, it's up 7.57%, and over 5 years, a whopping 181.95%. Compared to the broader industrial sector, which is up 28.29% over 1 year, they're slightly underperforming annually, but crushing it long-term. The chart shows some volatility, with a recent pullback, but the uptrend over the longer horizon is clear. If you're a short-term trader, this pullback might be a buying opportunity, but I'd watch for support levels around $45 before jumping in. Let's wrap up the numbers with an intrinsic value analysis. Using a discounted cash flow approach, I've factored in their strong free cash flow of $604 million in 2025, projecting growth based on historical trends of around 5-7% annually over the next 5 years, with a terminal growth rate of 3%. Applying a discount rate of 10%, which I think is reasonable given their beta and sector risks, the calculated intrinsic value comes out to about $42.86 per share. Compared to the current price of $47.75, that suggests Core & Main is slightly overvalued right now. The market seems to be pricing in a bit more optimism than the fundamentals strictly support. If you're a value investor, you might want to wait for a dip closer to that 42 to 43 range. Of course, if growth accelerates or infrastructure spending ramps up faster than expected, there's upside potential beyond this estimate. So, what's the final take on Core & Main? I think it's a solid company with a strong position in a growing industry. Their financials are impressive, with consistent revenue and earnings growth, and they've got tailwinds from infrastructure demand. However, the valuation looks a tad stretched at current levels, and risks like economic slowdowns or debt costs could weigh on them. For long-term investors, I'd consider accumulating on pullbacks, especially if the price gets closer to that intrinsic value of around $42. If you're more growth-focused, the story here is compelling, but keep an eye on broader market conditions. What do you think about CNM? Drop your thoughts in the comments, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, happy investing.